anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Meats here in Kearney, and we'll give you that chance. Coming up later on in the program, we're going to catch up with Keith Crow, the head girls basketball coach at the Twin Valley Conference Champions from Silver Lake. Tom Redrud, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, is going to join us in just a couple of moments. So the phone lines are open at 1-888-455-ESPN. And, of course, we always encourage you to fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You're down to your final day here to get registered for our Valentine's giveaway. We're going to be drawing out the winner of our Valentine's prize pack tomorrow. All you have to do to enter is sign up to be an ESPN Superstation super fan. You go to ESPNSuperstation.com. All of the gifts are there that you will be qualified to win. Just sign up to be a super fan. To win anything from the Doug and Daddy Show and ESPN Radio, you need to be signed up to be a super fan so we know how to get you the gear or the grub or the food or whatever it might be. So do that today.
Doug, I think something we kind of failed to do last week, obviously you were out the day after the Super Bowl, and then we had some Super Bowl talk. We never really looked ahead and picked any teams we thought a year from now would be in that big game. And I think that's something maybe we could focus in on a little bit later and shoot out a couple from the NFC and AFC. I know we do that before the season, but I think you got some time in here to look at what just happened and maybe reflect on the 08 season as a whole and teams you think maybe are a little bit hot going into the offseason and with a couple acquisitions could be really good.
Also, we look at the preseason college football top 25 from ESPN.com. Also want to give a shout-out to Tim Crocker from Kearney High. Becomes the all-time wins leader. And again, it's hard to believe that somebody could be the all-time win leader that didn't go undefeated up there when you saw what David Miller and some of those other kids have
Brill.
Done. Brill and so many of the great wrestlers up there. And Tim Crocker, another one of those great wrestlers, but got win number 142. This past week at the conference tournament, so congratulations to him. I believe the record also broke at Bertrand this weekend.
Gage Gregg, I believe, broke that record.
So getting over the school record there. While we get hooked up with Tom Redrud, the head coach of the Storm, you know, again, there's just nothing going on in the sports world, so we have the interview with Alex Rodriguez that just keeps the fire burning yesterday, and we bring up Michael Phelps. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. There isn't a professional athlete back in the day, if everything was the same, that wouldn't be under the same fire. I guess maybe there just wasn't as many things to do back in the 50s, the 40s, the 60s. Babe Ruth drank. Joe DiMaggio obviously drank. I guess that was the big poo-poo back then. Maybe you smoked some grass when you played in the 60s and early 70s, Bill Walton. But, I mean, there are so many things out there, and I want to get in. It brings me to the point of, you know what? He who without sin cast the first stone. I went off on a tangent on this yesterday. I am so sick of this already. You asses in New York that put on the front page of your paper, liar, cheat. Ooh, that's going to sell a paper in New York. All you got to do is put A-Rod's picture on it. It's going to sell a paper in New York. You overemphasize, you blow things out of proportion. It's not even, how can you even classify yourself as a news/sports organization? You're nothing but entertainment paparazzi crap. That's all it is, and I'm tired of it. You know what? If you want to find out about what Alex Rodriguez did, just listen to him. And this is, keep talking, tell us more. You have no right to know anymore. It's just sickening. It is just sickening. And I'm so glad that I don't have to live in the city of New York and listen to all that. I mean, I'm only negative for about 10 minutes a day on this show. That's a lifetime. 40. That's a lifetime of negativity living in New York. It's got to be sad.
Well, you bring up Michael Phelps, you bring up A-Rod, two people that have been blasted lately and will continue to get blasted for some time. I've got to wonder, and obviously some of A-Rod's sponsors, would the Yankees go back and rescind their $30 million a year over the next 9 years now? I believe it was a 10-year deal for roughly $300 million. How many sponsors look at the Michael Phelps deal, look at the A-Rod deal as saying, you know, this economy is not good. This is a perfect opportunity. If the economy was like it was 8-10 years ago when things were rolling, I would lay money on it that Michael Phelps has not lost a sponsor. I think those sponsorships look at it going, we're not selling Frosted Flakes worth a damn right now. People are buying more of those generic cereals in the big bag form. This is a good opportunity to save about $3 million of our money or X amount that he was owed. Puffy we're dropping
O's.
Him.
Puffy O's instead of Fruit Loops.
There you go. There you go.
Flakes of Frost instead of Frosted Flakes.
There you go.
Let's go out to the First Air Event Center as the Tri-City Storm is getting ready to hit the road to play again tonight. Seems like they live on the road, but by gosh, you look at the schedule, and there is guarantees that they will be home sometime soon, like this Friday when they take on Chicago. But tonight they're off to Sioux City, and we're pleased to be joined once again by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Tom Rudrud, before they get on the bus. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are we all doing?
Well, we're doing good, and I have to feel that things are feeling a little bit better around the Storm offices and as you guys board the bus here today.
Well, they definitely are feeling much better. We're playing better. We're playing harder, and as a result, we had our first win in a while this past Friday, so hopefully we can carry that on starting or jumping back on that win in that win column tonight and again on Friday.
Tom, I've got to ask you what changed because, and let's be honest, not only are you guys getting beat, but you weren't competing very well either.
Well, I think that is a big part of it. I think that we were easily thrown off track. We were very fragile as far as waiting for things negative to happen, and I think they finally realized that, hey, let's just go out and play hard, and what happens, happens, and they did a great job of that this past Friday.
Well, they got the win Friday, and then I guess you come right back Saturday and you fall behind, I think it was 3-0 out of the gate, and that was the setup for disaster in the past, but that wasn't what happened on Saturday. Your club came back and cut the lead to 1 goal, and I guess that just kind of shows that that's something also that hasn't happened in a while.
Well, it was, yeah, the first period was definitely very disappointing. We didn't come out with the same jam that we showed on Friday night, But we did get it back, and we battled and almost battled ourselves right back into another win. But Lincoln is a pretty good team, and when you give them that kind of lead, it's very difficult to overcome.
Tom, were there one or two players in that clubhouse that, whether it was changing an attitude, maybe said something that changed something in there?
Well, I know that they've been having a couple of player-only meetings just to try to light some fire, so I'm sure that that probably did take place.
Tom Rudrud joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're getting ready to get on the bus and head north for some more hockey tonight. Well, one of the folks that was recognized was your goaltender, TJ Massey, who had quite the weekend. Talk about the way he's progressed for you.
Well, you know, he came in, and we expected him to come in and be an excellent goalie right from the get-go. Unfortunately, when he did get here, we weren't playing very well as a team, and we kind of left him hanging out to dry. I think that was really tough on his psyche. I don't think he played with a lot of confidence for a while, and he just seems to get better each and every time he steps on the ice right now. He is feeling it again, and that's really neat to see.
Tom, has it been hard to sell to the kids that, hey, we basically got to play this out and look ahead towards next year?
Well, you know, it's tough to tell these young men that we're looking towards next year. But these guys, they all come here to play junior hockey and better themselves so they have a chance to go on to college. And I think that is the direction that we've had to go with these guys. We tell them that, you come to the USHL not just because you want to get to become more talented, but the colleges like players to come here because they learn how to compete and become a member of a thriving team. And I think that goes a long ways with these guys.
Tom Rudrud, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, joins us here for another minute before they head north for tonight's game with Sioux City, which will give them back-to-back road games. And for the rest of the season, they have just one more trip on the road. They have to go to Fargo for a weekend. But after tonight, no more back-to-back road games. Tom, I don't think you've been home enough to tell us what it's like or what it's going to feel like to play at home. But I guess the best you can, what's it going to be like to finally get to stay at home most of the rest of the season?
Well, I think that'll help us, I think, just develop some consistency. Not just because we're playing at home, but we get a chance to get into a routine that will allow us to find success and continue to have success.
Tommy, best of luck on the road tonight, and we'll see you this weekend.
Well, thank you. Hey, before you let me go, I just want to say that I'm never moving to New York.
Well, that's good, because I don't think you'd fit in. You're too positive.
Okay, all right, very good.
Take care, Tommy.
You guys take care, and thanks for the call.
Hey, you bet. Good luck. Tommy's busy, I think, as you could hear, trying to pack up and get ready to get on the bus that's going to leave here in about 20 minutes.
Sounds like he's in a blender.
Got a lot of stuff going on there with the Tri-City Storm. But they play tonight, and then they'll be back home for a contest on Friday when they take on the Chicago Steel. And then it's kind of back and forth, one on the road, two at home, the rest of the way.
Now, Derek, you can speak to this better than probably Doug or I can, but they beat a better team, I mean, a far better team in the league. I mean, one of the top teams in the league.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids, one of the best offensive teams in the league, sports three forwards who made the USHL All-Star team. They accounted for all of the points and goals on the All-Star team. On the west side were those three forwards from Cedar Rapids. They did a good job of shutting them down. They had some opportunities. They hit posts twice during the game. So there were some lucky breaks that went the Storm's way, but they did play much better. They played from start to finish. They played hard the whole game. They were, digging into corners, trying to dig pucks out. No passive play the whole game for the most part. So they looked good. And the next night, just a matter of falling behind too early and trying to dig yourself out of a hole at the icebox, which is a tough place to play. But they have been playing better as of late. They've been getting after it.
Well, it's going to take a little bit of a sell job to get people out there to watch the Storm, and the best sell job is getting wins at home. And they've got a lot of home games left to go before the end of the season, which rolls around the beginning of April.
Why do they get penalized every year, it seems like?
Again, I think this year the Storm had a little bit more to do with it than they did in the past. I mean, they want to play home games towards the end of the season. Again, we talked about this before, they're competing with the Huskers, they're competing with the Lopers, they're competing with high school athletics, and once March rolls around, you're not competing with the Lopers, you're not competing with the Huskers, and you're not competing with high school athletics. So that's the way they like it. Now, that doesn't mean that six of the first 21 are at home and six of the last 21 are on the road. You just got to take and do what you do. And I will say this, if the Storm are winning, they're going to get the fans out there to watch the Storm hockey. That's the bottom line. You win, people go.
Now, another thing I think that factors in is the location. If you follow USHL, you know that Kearney, Nebraska is the furthest south West team in the whole league, too. So when you're trying logistically, which I'm sure the league is not trying to, it just seems every year it looks that way. Now, from a fan standpoint, looking at it, I find it interesting when you think of hockey. I guess around here, of course, Minnesota. There's zero teams from Minnesota in this league. I mean, with all the rinks and stuff, does that seem weird for the location of this deal? Also, when I think hockey, I think Colorado, where you're close to mountains and you got snow and ski rink or skiing and ice hockey, Avalanche, they come to mind. There's no teams that direction either. That seems strange. Does it not?
Well, they do different things, different leagues, different levels of hockey. More high school hockey in Minnesota is definitely the reason. More college hockey in Minnesota. Pro hockey in Minnesota. They don't need junior A hockey. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back. A little football talk later on in the program. Silver Lake coach Keith Crow and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up as well.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
For quality cleaning and competitive prices, call on Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Sears offers residential and commercial mobile carpet, upholstery, plus tile and grout cleaning using environmentally safe cleaning solutions. Awarded the Gold Seal of Approval by the Carpet Rug Institute, ensuring the highest level of clean. Refer a friend and get a 15% discount. Cleaning you can trust. Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Call toll-free 1-866-660-5639. Online at searsclean.com.
What will you do with all the extra money you save when you knock 50% off your heating bill with the original SunHeat infrared portable heater? Don't be misled. Unproven imitators are popping up everywhere. The SunHeat puts out more heat than any in its class, period. Plus, SunHeat has the full 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty backed by a 55-year-old Nebraska company. Others claim a 3-year warranty, but ask to read it. It's limited. Buy the original SunHeat now and start saving at Motorsports Sales and Service, Grand Island, Highway 30, just west of 281. And Alan Whitty's Sales Hastings.
It was an exceptional camper sale, and now guess what? Trade-ins. We took a whole bunch of exceptional trade-ins, and now Jim says too many used on the lot at Eagle Crest. We need to have a used camper sale, and these are really nice units, too, like this 95 fold-down priced at $3,300, or a 97 Mallard travel trailer, only $9,500, or a 2001 Wilderness fifth wheel, $15,500. They got to go. That's why we're having a super huge used camper sale today on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
So yesterday I was buying a Nebraska Pick 5 ticket because jackpots are doubled this month, when suddenly Elvis walks in and tells me to get in his spaceship.
Really?
Yeah, so we're zooming around and he says we're going to Atlantis, where he'll reveal the cure to disease. But first, we have to go get Bigfoot from the future, you know?
That's incredible! You have to tell the world!
I know!
Imagine, Nebraska Pick 5 jackpots are doubled in February.
See anylottery.com for details. Nebraska Pick 5, must be 19. Please play responsibly.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way tonight on our family of stations. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, it's a Tri-City boys battle from Kearney as the Bearcats welcome in Hastings at 7:30. On 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central takes on Hastings St. Cecilia at 6 and 745. And on Power 99 FM, Kearney Catholic travels to Centura. And all the games are also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see sunshine today, followed by a mix of clouds and sun developing later on the day today with a high temperature around 57. Winds will also turn variable and diminished around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become cloudy with a slight chance for showers late with a low at 34 and northwest winds 12 to 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we said, get signed up today because tomorrow we're giving away our great Valentine's Day gift package. Roses for you, dozen beautiful fresh cut long stem roses. Massage and pedicure package from L Salon and Spa. His and hers car care from Midas. And plain Jane candles. It's all there for you. All you have to do is sign up to be an ESPN superfan. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You'll sign up there. You can see what's all up on the prize package. We'll be drawing out a winner tomorrow, so best of luck. Sign up today to be a super fan at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, we go to the Dem Popper inbox, home of the armor lining. The mailman chimes in and says, what the hell was Mike Fletcher doing asking the President of the United States about A-Rod? I think we all will agree the man has more important issues to deal with other than sports. That man should never be allowed into another Q&A with the President again. I also wanted to really say, Doug must misremembered about his take on the Nebraska hoops team. Misremembering will get you about as far, Douglas, as Ask Roger. All you have to do is own up to your remarks, acknowledge you made a mistake, and the fans will forgive you. Amen, mailman. It's not whether you're right or wrong. It's what you said. You failed the test. If only Balco had this much evidence. By the way, who do you like in Daytona? I have a feeling you bet it while you were in Vegas. Thanks, mailman. What? Did you bet Daytona?
I have no idea which two teams are going to be playing in the play-in game in Dayton. I have no idea. I don't know what they're talking about. That's too far away to be. You don't even know who's going to be playing in that game.
Oh, so good. It's like throwing up your marks, you're misremembering?
I did not misremember. I did not. Whatever. Whatever. We're not going to spend another show talking about that. We're supposed to talk with Doc Sadler later on this week. We're also supposed to talk to Lance Creech, and we're going to supposed to talk about some Missouri basketball later this week, too.
Mike DeArmond, Kansas City Star, said to join us on Thursday.
He's going to join us. We've also got district wrestling coming up later this week as well. Well, Mark Schlabaugh from ESPN.com has found another way to keep people interested in looking at college football on his blog, as he's going to update his top 25 from time to time in college football. Well, right now, he found some way to make some changes that he's... I mean, what could possibly be going on now that would make changes? The recruiting class?
I wouldn't think
so. Immediate impact freshmen?
I wouldn't think there'd be many immediate impact freshmen unless you're talking about a junior college, two or three kids that help one program, and maybe you think that would boost somebody.
Well, here's what he says, and some of it has to do with recruiting. Some of it has to do with kids that have declared for the draft. He says Florida is still number one. Oklahoma moves ahead of Texas. Alabama moves up. Southern Cal moves down. BYU and Texas Tech are out of his top 25. Michigan State and Rutgers are in to his top 25. Right now, his top five are Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, and Virginia Tech. 25-1 right now, by the way. USC is number six, followed by Ohio State, LSU, Penn State, and Oklahoma State. Then Mississippi. Then Oregon. Then Georgia Tech. TCU is 15. Iowa, 16. Nebraska, 19. Kansas, 20. Notre Dame, 22.
What does he say about Nebraska? Anything?
Nothing that we didn't already know. Finally, he says the Big 12 schedule might set up nicely who will play Texas Tech and Oklahoma at home and won't play Texas during the regular season. All the other stuff is stuff we knew. People here, people leaving. All the other stuff we knew.
So, Oklahoma State at what?
10. 10. 10! 10, Moxie! 10!
That's a surprise, isn't it?
So there you go. Wow.
Virginia Tech at number five. Nebraska, obviously an opportunity to upset a top-ranked team on the road.
Something else I thought we'd bring to your attention here, if you have missed it, our Cowboy friend from Nebraska, Stephen Dent, is on the reality show Toughest Cowboy, which I believe airs Thursday night and then numerous other times on Spike TV. Now, he was ranked first in the bareback and second in the all-around last year, and he is trying to win a ranch. It is a 12 professional cowboys competing to win the deed to a spectacular ranch in the Rocky Mountains of Wyoming, plus just under $50,000 cash. In an interview that Dent gave to the Omaha World-Herald last week, he says, it's a good chance to make some money in the winter. With everything I win, I can buy cows. Buying more cows sets me up for life after rodeo.
There you go.
So it airs at 10 p.m., Spike TV. We get it here in the Tri-Cities Charter Communications. That's Channel 41. And there is a website. If you go to Spike TV, you can check out Toughest Cowboy and
12 people competing.
And a couple guys. You know, it's an elimination. It's like The Amazing Race or The Apprentice or anything, Survivor, where you lose somebody every show virtually. So that's what's going on with Stephen Dent. Daddy, you wanted to talk a little football, so let's talk a little football while we have some time here. Who do you like going into the playoffs next year?
Well, I think it's interesting because you look back at, obviously, if you look back at anybody's rankings towards the end of the year, number one, Pittsburgh, and then number two, Arizona, with the amazing run they made. Now, Arizona finds themselves nowhere near the top in anybody's futures. I mean, I guess with the run that Arizona made, they're getting very little respect. Several NFC teams ahead of them, which surprises me, especially if Kurt Warner decides to come back with the type of year he had. Remember, he'll be 38 years old next year, and many people think could have two or three good years left with him. But you got to think, it's tough to argue that the Steelers won't return in some, you know, pretty fair shape to return. Now, obviously, injuries and whatnot can take on a life of their own. But New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers seem to be the co-favorite right now in Las Vegas of the two teams that the future money is on right now. Those are the two teams. In the NFC, the Cowboys looked to have the most talent, but with the discombobulated bombshell that they were and the soap opera that they were this year, they don't look to be a prime contender. In the NFC, it looks to me, it's throw a dart. And I think Philadelphia might be the team that a lot of people looked for. I mean, if I had to pick two teams right now to return to the Super Bowl, I would say Philadelphia, and I gotta say Pittsburgh again. Anytime you return those defensive players, I think those are the two teams you look for. Then you'd have an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl. Many people thought this year was what was going to happen.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and give a little prognostications of our own. And Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up as well, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. I've always believed a happy wife is a happy life. Make the lady in your life happy from Pro Flowers on Valentine's Day. Pro Flower roses are rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. It's easier and faster than standing in line at the florist. They've got a last-minute exclusive offer just for my radio listeners. But you don't have much time left before Valentine's Day, so listen up. You choose either one dozen red roses in a free ruby red vase or two dozen assorted roses in a free clear glass vase. Plus, each bouquet comes with free truffles for $39.99. That's over $20 in savings, an unbeatable deal right before Valentine's Day. This is your last chance to get your roses and free truffles just in time for Valentine's Day for $39.99. Here's what I want you to do. Go to proflowers.com, find the radio mic, upper right-hand corner, click it, and type in my password, Colin. Or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS. That's 1-800-PROFLOWERS. A happy wife is a happy life.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see sunshine today, followed by a mix of clouds and sun developing later on in the day today with a high temperature around 57. Winds will also turn variable and diminish to around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become cloudy with a slight chance for showers late with a low at 34 with northwest winds 12 to 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
In your life, you seem to have Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Going to talk a little more NFL football in just a moment, but one thing that we hadn't touched on yet, Nebraska and Missouri playing in Columbia, that football game has been moved to a Thursday night. Your thoughts?
Well, it gives them a little bit of time before. I think that helps them. They get a couple Saturdays off during the season, and a little bit of time between does nothing but help people heal up during that time of year. I think it's great for Nebraska.
I'm not sure. Here's the one thing that struck me. If you're moving it to a Thursday, why the hell is the kickoff at 8 o'clock? I will guarantee you right now there is not one other Thursday night game that's not part of a doubleheader on ESPN that is an 8 o'clock kickoff. It is a slap in the face, it is disrespect, and Nebraska should have said no. There.
You want to play it at 7?
Why do we got to play at 8?
What difference does it make?
Nebraska-Missouri was the only 8 o'clock game on ESPN last year. What's going on? You're moving the game, so it's the only game on. Why is it at 8 o'clock? All other games are at 6:30 or 7 or 6:45. They're in that half-hour kickoff. Why is it at 8 o'clock? I'm thinking about kids in the state of Nebraska that want to stay up and watch this game on a school night. Why is it at 8 o'clock? It's not going to help recruiting. It's on TV. This was the big argument yesterday on another talk show that I was listening to a little bit of, is that it will probably hurt Missouri because kids can't fly in for one of their home games because they've got school and they've probably got a game the next day. I don't understand why they agreed to this. This game has been on ESPN the last two seasons. Why wouldn't it be on again? And if it's not, it's going to be televised anyway. I don't see what they're gaining by moving this game to a Thursday. I'm not 100% against it being on a Thursday, whatever. Whatever. I mean, Nebraska didn't have to do any other switching around because they had a bye week set up before the Missouri game. But it just...
Well, don't you think you get more attention placed on you on a Thursday night, obviously, than a Saturday?
I suppose.
I mean, I think that's why you do it. Not for kids to be on your campus if you're Missouri, but for kids to be watching your program nationally, maybe gaining a little bit of recognition out there to maybe places you wouldn't normally have recognition.
Maybe it's better that the Missouri fans will have stuff to do during the day besides just sit around all day and get primed for the game on a Saturday. I mean,
there's
pros and cons to this. It'll probably also hurt the Nebraska attendance at this game.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I would assume it's got to be a programming. Perhaps there's another game at 6:30 on that Thursday night that they're going to get on before the Nebraska game. A mid-major of some sort? No?
Who's going to play in 90 minutes? This ain't basketball. This is football.
Well, you had to play it earlier than that. I would think that there has to be something going on before that. That's why it's at 8 o'clock. Otherwise, it'd be standard right after the Lou Holtz show.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's the only game that was at 8 o'clock last year. Why is it at 8 o'clock? But that's... Anyway, the change is made. That's when it is. It's Thursday, October 8th in Columbia, 8 o'clock. The game will be shown on ESPN television, meaning it'll get over close to 11:30 at night.
perfect. I mean, it doesn't affect. I don't know how it affects you.
You won't even see the second half. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. This will mark Nebraska's fifth overall appearance in ESPN Thursday night contests. Fifth overall appearance in ESPN Thursday night contests. Nebraska has beaten the same team twice on a Thursday night on ESPN. Who is that team? Nebraska's beaten the same team twice on a Thursday night on ESPN. Who is that team? Let's go to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess? Oh, sorry, I thought we had somebody there. We'll let Derek take him off the air. Derek will take him off the air today.
No, we got him right now.
We're ready? We're ready? Okay. Who is the only team that Nebraska has beaten on ESPN twice on a Thursday night? Your guess?
I hope I don't screw it up. San Jose State?
That is incorrect. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-ESPN. Do you got a guess for us?
How about Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State is the correct answer. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike from St. Paul.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for listening and always being a part of the program. They beat Oklahoma State in 93 and 95, Texas Tech in 94. And just for bonus points, Mike, who was the last team that Nebraska beat on a Thursday night?
Joe Pa.
No, it was Southern Miss.
Oh, I thought they had Penn State 1 year.
2003, Southern Miss. Oh, you're lucky I didn't cross you up there because you'd have lost. But, hey, $25 gift card from Troutman's coming your way. Hold on the line, and Derek will get the information from you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Who were the other teams, Doug? You said Oklahoma State twice, Southern Miss.
And Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Fair enough. Southern Miss was obviously in the
so they're 4-0. They're 4-0 on Thursday nights. On ESPN, apparently.
You remember Oklahoma State?
Everybody says we're going to be a favorite in this game. If the odds were up today, Nebraska would be a favorite. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Just Missouri loses too many people. And I think, obviously, it'll be interesting to see if Blaine Gabbert's under center for the Missouri Tigers. Doug, you got Oklahoma State. That was the Oklahoma State teams with Barry Sanders, correct?
No.
No, not even close.
Barry Sanders was a senior in 88.
What was the score?
I'm beginning to wonder why you came in today.
I'm beginning to wonder if I'm on drugs.
Steroids? Have you roided up?
No, I haven't roided up.
Well, the one game in 95 was moved to the season opening game. On a Thursday night on ESPN, that was the Lawrence Phillip year, wasn't it? 93?
Okay. That was a Thursday night game, 27-13. Gosh, there were 35,580 people there is all.
Huh, it was Oklahoma State. It was pre-T. Pre-T Boone. And in 95, it was...
95. That was a debut in Nebraska football, August 31st, 64-21.
Yeah. And then who'd Nebraska play the next week?
Michigan State.
And then who'd they play the next week without Lawrence Phillips?
Arizona State.
Yeah. I can't believe you used the word beatdown. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We had an unfortunate incident here earlier today at the Doug and Daddy Show. We were to talk with Keith Crow, the head girls basketball coach at Silver Lake. But as happens from time to time, we had a computer glitch. We had to pre-record that interview with Keith.
That's my fault.
Who was in class, which is what they do at the high school level. So we talked to him right before the show, and then... it disappeared on us. And
I claim that one.
I'm not talking to you. We apologize to Keith and the staff and the kids over there. We will try again to get a hold of Coach Crow, and it doesn't even do a whole lot of good to paraphrase what he said because it misses the point. But they've got a brutal, brutal schedule coming up. They're coming off the Twin Valley Conference Championship.
Kind of coming off a brutal schedule.
They just beat teams, and this is after they beat them, that are 12-4, 14-4, 15-3. Those are the three teams in Kennesaw, Lawrence Nelson, and Deschler, all state rated or had been. in the three games they played in the tournament. Tonight they travel up to Shelton. Then to on Thursday they go to state-rated Giltner, the volleyball champs. And then they're in just an unfair sub-district. And it's only unfair because everybody in it seems to be good. If they were in their boys, this is one of those where the boys and the girls teams aren't in the same sub-district just because of the way schools, there's more girls' schools, and he told us Freeman was the school that messed it all up. They are C2 in girls' basketball, and so everybody is pulled one school to the east, and they were the school that got pulled east. If they were playing in their boys' sub-district, Alma tonight is 12. They're right now, they're 12-8. Silver Lake's 15-3. Wilcox, Hildreth, Overton, and Amherst are the other three teams in their sub-district, all with losing records, and you would have to figure Sandhills-Thedford, a state-rated team, would have been a district final matchup, like it was in volleyball, which is always weird when your volleyball and your basketball aren't in the same sub-district. Well, instead, Silver Lake sub-district, instead of traveling to Minden, they will now travel in the D1-4 to Sandy Creek with Deschler, Giltner, Harvard, Red Cloud, and Silver Lake. And it looks like Giltner and Silver Lake will have to play in the first round of sub-districts. Two state-rated teams playing in the first round of sub-districts, which once again opens up the whole can of worms. You know, well, the wild card has made it that way. Instead of having eight districts, you've got six sub-districts, or 12 sub-districts, and you go to six districts instead of the old eight. But there is a wild card, and it doesn't even look that good if you don't come out of that district for some of these teams to pick up a wild card. So we will again try to catch up with Coach Crow. We apologize for that technical malfunction in the mental capacity of our producer in the show today.
Sorry.
We will take a break and come back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are LaDainian Tomlinson, star running back for the San Diego Chargers. You had a hard day at work. Your muscles ache and you're hungry. You heat up some Campbell's Chunky Steak and Potato Soup, loaded with lean meat protein. Yeah, protein's good. You eat ravenously, thinking about that compliment your boss gave you.
Hey, great run, LT!
You are LaDainian Tomlinson, in more ways than you know. Campbell's Chunky. Fill up on the good stuff.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Chief Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see sunshine today, followed by a mix of clouds and sun developing later on the day today with a high temperature around 57. Winds will also turn variable and diminished around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become cloudy with a slight chance for showers late with a low at 34 and northwest winds 12 to 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK has hired a new defensive line coach. His name is Andy Avalos. He comes from
the Hawk. Played under him, coached under him.
Yeah, the first thing you knew on the show all damn day. The California native and Boise State graduate. Yep, that was abuse. It was abuse. It was abuse. It is abuse. It is abuse. I am bringing abuse to you today. Avalos spent the last 3 years as defensive grad assistant at Colorado, and he will take over for Jesse Williams, who went to Division I New Mexico State. We talked with Tom Rudrud earlier in the show today, let you know that T.J. Massey is the USHL goalie of the week and that they are at Sioux City tonight. But the Storm has made a time change on one of their upcoming games. The game on Saturday, February the 28th, has been moved to an afternoon contest, 3:05 also. That will be a Girl Scouts of America Day. Last year, over 600 Girl Scouts and family members attended the day at the Storm. This year, they're expecting at least 800. UNK basketball teams are in action tonight. They play at Chapman State. Women at 7, the men at 9. Jade Meads, who had 55 points in two games last week, 33 at Regis, tying her career high. She is the RMAC East Division Player of the Week. Also, Hastings College's Jeremiah Slough, the junior from Donovan, is the GPAC Men's Player of the Week. Hastings women remain number 17 in this week's NAIA Division II poll. Hastings is back in action at Dana tomorrow night. We've got some good high school basketball coming up tonight in the area, and plenty of it right here on the radio, here on ESPN 1460. The Hastings boys are at Kearney. Tip-off is at 7:30 on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central, Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Power 99 FM. Kearney Catholic is at Centura tonight for a doubleheader. Also tonight, Ravenna at St. Paul. That should be a heck of a boys game there tonight at St. Paul. So that's just among some of the games going on in the area tonight. Taking a look at the latest high school basketball rankings out today, not a whole lot of changes from last week, which is strange. It just meant there weren't a whole lot of upsets in the conference tournaments, Tony.
Well, I think this time of the year, I think you start to see the cream certainly rise, and the people should be playing their best basketball. Now, that's not in every case. I don't think Axtell's playing their best ball, and they're going to have to get it going, especially on the boys' side when they're headed into the district they're in. Another one of those, it's a little unfair out there.
Sub-district, three of the top eight teams are in their sub-district. Axtell, Ravenna, and Loup City are all in their C2 sub-district.
Loup City and Ravenna could meet five times. Is that correct?
Well, I don't think they will now, because I don't think they can get in on a wild card.
Okay.
So this will probably be a good chance, or a chance that they meet four times. There is a chance. Don't forget the Heartland Hoops Classic is coming up this Saturday, and we will have a bevy of ball games for you. We're going to air them all. Here on ESPN, we start the day, and then right after high school district wrestling, which should be the 4:30 game between St. Paul and Minden, they will switch over to Power 99. Now, that St. Paul-Minden game, if they're still wrestling, we'll have it here on ESPN and join it in progress on Power 99, but you'll be able to hear it no matter what. So the first four games for sure right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, and the last three games on Power 99 FM. And, of course, St. Cecilia's game will also be on 1230 KHAS. Daddy, we talked a little football. Let's go through it real quick. If you had to make the picks today, let's go in the NFC. Give me your playoff teams and your division winners.
Well, my division winners would be Philadelphia, Minnesota in the north, New Orleans in the south, and Arizona again in the west. And I think those four.
Your wild card?
My wild cards would have to be right now. I would say right now I'm going to go with Green Bay, and I'm going to go with Carolina.
All right. I will take the New York Giants in the NFC East. I think they're just in that spot now where they've got a little bit of good everything. They've got to find a wide receiver, but they lost Strahan. Their defense still seems to be good. Manning's a good enough quarterback. They've got good running backs. I like the Giants.
Look for Ocho Cinco to be the receiver they find.
I'm not very fired up about the Dallas Cowboys right now. In the NFC North, that's right, the Chicago Bears. I'm going to pick them right now to get the job done again. In the NFC West, yeah, Arizona. I mean, really? What else is there? San Francisco, they're going to get a lot of play about being the up-and-coming team. And in the NFC South, if they're healthy, I mean, Carolina is as good as anybody, but they are so up and down. They are so up and down. And you got to think maybe Atlanta was overlooked a lot. New Orleans, boy, Tony, they seem to be the team you want to pick. So I'll take Tampa Bay. I'll take Tampa Bay. Wild card, boy, I don't even know. I think your Green Bay pick, that's pretty solid. I don't know. I figure maybe Green Bay or Minnesota has to be one of the wild card picks. So I'll take Minnesota. And the other wild card pick has to come out of the South right now. And so I will take.
You want to pick them.
Well, I want to pick Atlanta. So I'm going to take New Orleans as my wild card pick. What about the AFC?
AFC, I'm going to save the East for last because I think you can flip a coin there, especially with the way things are changing, and especially if Ray Lewis would end up going to the New York Jets. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh in the North. You know what? Houston is a team on the rise. I really like them. I think Tennessee's got to drop off. Indy's just kind of a staple there. I like Indianapolis in the South. And I think San Diego once again gets healthy and finds a way to win that division. In the East, you know what? I'm going to take the New England Patriots. That's not really going out on a limb. And the reason I'm doing that is because Vegas has got them the favorite right now, co-favorites with Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl.
Well, this is where I see a lot of change happening because I agree with you on all four spots. But San Diego is going to get out-coached by somebody. But who? That is going to be another horrid division. Kansas City, even if they're much improved, can't win that division. Oakland, are you kidding me? Denver, I think they've got a chance. But right now, San Diego has the best players. Indianapolis, yes, I think Tennessee doesn't even make the playoffs. It's down to Pittsburgh and Baltimore in the North. That's just a two-team race. You take Pittsburgh again, and until New England shows that they can, I mean, they're 11-5 last year. I mean, I'll take New England. What about your wild cards?
My wild cards, I'm gonna throw a dart and say the Houston Texans find a way to get into the playoffs for the first time ever. I think they've got the quarterback in place. I think they've got a young running back in place in Slayton. I think some good things are going on in Houston. I'll take them as a wild card team. My other wild card team has got to come from the AFC East, I think. I think they butt heads, and I think Derek's Buffalo Bills, boy, I cannot take. I mean, I think they got a shot, but they're not my wild card team. I'm going to take the Jets.
I'll take Miami, and I'll take Baltimore.
Now you're on the Baltimore bandwagon.
Oh, what bandwagon?
By the way, I got to give you a shout-out. Found a little note here on 12:30. You said, it will not be the Giants. It will not be the Giants in the Super Bowl. So for the things you have said wrong, I have criticized you, but I've been right back on giving you props.
Again,
for
there you go.
Deserve.
I'll let you know on Selection Sunday if I was wrong about Nebraska basketball. That's when we'll find out. See, there, you just messed up right there. Hey, we want to thank Tom Rudrud, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, for joining us on the show today. We want to thank Keith Crow, the girls' basketball coach at Silver Lake, for doing an interview with us that got caught up in the computer system, and we'll catch up with Keith again tomorrow. Among our guests, Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. We are expecting Doc Sadler either tomorrow or Thursday here on the program.
Hey, look forward to seeing you then. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation, 1416 Kearney, 1550, our friends at Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!